Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1371. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe Lerfu Shlemer Fol Yeshua Ben Sion Ben Zisel Necha. Getting back to our Malacha, Machatech, measured cutting. Okay, so we are in the middle of the Mishabura. We're trying to go through some various different ins and outs in reference to our Malacha, a Machatech, measured cutting. We spoke about last time. In reference to food, we said in general we came out that the malacha of machatech does not apply to food for the various different reasons which we read in the dirshu. Okay, so now just going further in the mishabura. Again, it's in Simon Shin Chav Beis. Our Sif Katan Yud Ches, and we said in the Mishabura it's in the middle over there because of the fact that there's no real main simon on Mechatech, and the Mishabura, for whatever the reason was, decided to put the Klolim and the various different guidelines and halachas of the Melacha Mechatech over here in Sif Katan Yud Ches in Simon Shin Chav Beis. Now the question is, what about when cutting, let's say in reference to cutting or tearing this item that a person's tearing, not food, a regular item, and they have kavana, they have a mind for a specific size. So now the question is, does it matter how they tear it, right? Maybe if they use a scissor, that's the melacha mechatech, measured cutting, how about if somebody tears it with their hands? I use my hands and I tear a piece of paper, but I have in mind a specific size. Is that a problem? Is that going to be a derabbanan? Is that going to be a derais? Is that, where do we put that? So the Mishabura tells us that, in Ois Gimel, he had Ois Aleph, Beis was talking about food. And just in Ois Aleph, he mentioned the fact which we've been talking about all along. Kevin Shemakbid al Midas Arka Virachbay Vachitech Bechavana is Chayev. When somebody's Makbid on the Mida and you have in mind a specific size, right, a specific length, a specific width, that is when one is Chayev. And even mentioned it could even apply to feathers, it could apply to metal, it could apply to paper, it applies to everything basically, just not food. And it could apply to wood. Okay, we'll talk about that also. Okay. So now he goes on in Gimel. He says, "Imaleches machatechu." There's a whole long bir aloch over there where he goes in and back and forth. We're not going to go through the whole thing. We just want to get the basic guidelines over here. "Imaleches machatechu dafka bekli." He says in Ois Gimel, "Oy afilu biyad." Is the malacha machatech cutting something down to size with a clear utensil, or is it bedafka only with one's hands? Or is it the other way around? Is it with one's hands, or with a kli? In other words, the fact that I tear something with my hands, is that also going to be mechatech, the rabban and the raisa, or where do we put that? Or if I use a kli, the rabban and the raisa, where do we put that? Okay, so that's what he asks. He says, I'm ashkesavna beber halacha. Okay, so he says like this. What did I write in the ber halacha? He says the mishabura, the toli b'chol davar lefi inyana. Each thing is dependent on what's the regular way. The dava shadarka lechatcha. In other words, when something is the derech to cut it, dafka bakli, when there's something that's made to cut with a kli, right? In other words, the regular way of cutting this item is with a kli, with a utensil. You can't do it with your hands, whatever the case might be. Then the person would be ein chayev ki im bakli. There would only be chayev min hatayra with a kli. V'dover, with a utensil, when they do it the regular way. V'dover shadarka lafrida b'yadeh. And if there's something that the regular way is to tear something with their hands, right? But not with a kli. Then chayiv kain, chayiv gam kain afila b'yadeh. Then a person would also be chayiv even with the hands. In other words, if you have an item, let's say a piece of paper, right? You could cut it with scissors, which is a kli, a utensil, or you could tear it with your hands. So l'chayri, either way you do it would be the melacha mechatech. The regular way of tearing a piece of paper is with one's hands. It's very simple to do, and it's the regular way. Also, the regular way could be with a kli, with a scissor. Okay, so that's as far as that. Now the question comes up. Good, if it's the regular way with my hands, and right, so if I use my hands, chayv. The regular way with a kli, with a utensil, this item. How do you cut this item down to size? Only with a certain utensil. So if I do it with my hands, what do we do, right? So with the utensil, then it's chayv. What do we do with the hand? So the bottom line is, he says, bottom line is, mistar, but the iser drabanan yesh b'chol gavne. If it's done the regular way, like this item is cut only with a certain utensil, then the person's chayav. But still, if they did it with their hands and they had kavona, they had intention for a specific size, then mistabra says mishabura the isra drabanan yesh b'chol gavne. Either way, one will be over midrabanan. If it's not done the regular way, which is with one's hands, and is only a kli is used, a utensil is used to cut this item, to break this item to a certain length, certain size, then if you use your hands, it will be aser, but it'll still be aser midrabanan. It's not, in other words, the point is over here, whether the regular way is using a kli, let's say a scissor, or the regular way is using your hands, it doesn't make a difference. Either way, even if you do it not the regular way, it still be aser midrabanan. If you do it the regular way, it's like with a utensil, will be aser min hatayru, one will be chayev. Okay, so that's as far as that goes. So bottom line is, either way you do it, it's still usher to do as far as cutting something down to size. Now, he goes on to say an example. Does a mishbrachaytech kesem b'sakim? If somebody needs a toothpick, right? I need a toothpick. So what am I going to do? I'm going to take a piece of wood and I'm going to make a toothpick. I'll take a knife, right? And I'll get to start carving out a toothpick. And so like this, I could, clean my teeth on Shabbos. So what it will be, obviously, no, but we're not going to do that on Shabbos. But what exactly is the Isser? He says, the Mishabur, just explaining. He says, Chayiv, what one, according to many Paiskim, Chayiv is a Mishim Tikkun Kli. Some hold the Das HaRosh. According to the Rosh, Rush would hold, the Rush would say in that case, one is chayev for tikkun kli, tikkun mana, right, which would fall under either boina makab patish, chayev makab patish, but it's one of the lametes melachas, a person would be chayev. Tikkun mana, tikkun kli, where a person would be chayev, and especially doing it with a knife, with a kli, that's a Rambam. According to the Rambam, if you take a piece of wood and you carve out, right, you take a knife and I need a toothpick, I'll make myself a toothpick, carve it out, mishum mechatech. According to the Rambam, one would be chayef for mechatech, because you need a specific size, right? Over here, you need a specific size. So, right, to pick my teeth for a toothpick, I need a specific size. You can't just have anything. I need to carve it out a certain way. But then he ends off, interesting, he says, ve'ef shedechayev l'didei, even if possibly you will be chayev, according to him, according to the Rambam, shnayim, both. In other words, the mechatech, your chayev is one. And also, mishum tikkun kli, you're completing an item, right? And you're fixing an item, you're making it usable too. So according to the Rambam, he says, it could be that you even chayev both. In other words, mechatech, the fact you need a specific size, and the final blow, the final, you're finishing it off, tikkun kli, you're making a utensil, would be tikkun mana also. Could be that you chayiv both on making a toothpick. Okay, we'll stop here. But the point of today's shir, obviously, is when the question is, if you use it, do you have to use bedafka kli, a utensil, to be over the melacha mechatech, cutting something down to a specific size, or could it be even with one's hands? So we see either way, if you do it the regular way, person's chayiv. If somebody doesn't do it the regular way, it's still aser midrabanan, cutting something down to size, breaking something down to size. But either way, one is not allowed to cut something or break something down to size. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Berachah Kol Tov.